Dear Curtis Ann, as you take, as you and John head off for child number two, incidentally, that's a nice story too. Our daughter.
What is your daughter's name?
Curtis, C-U-R-T-I-S. Ann, A-N-N.
Oh.
But she and the gentleman that she married didn't have any children, but they wanted children. They decided that they would go to Kazakhstan in Russia and adopt two children, which they did.
Wow, good for them.
And so there's a little girl whose name is Francis, and a little boy whose name is Leo. But this is the story, it's nice. As you and John, she and her husband, head off for child number two, a girl in Kazakhstan, I wanted you to have a picture of your father's mother, Frances Bretsky, who was born in Blue Earth in 1920 and who, after her high school graduation, began to work in your grandfather's picture house in Blue Earth. They were married in 1921-22 and moved to Waseca, where your grandfather purchased his own picture house, and Frances worked with him until I was born 80 years ago, and then Frances died the next day. Several years after your mother died, my dad married Julia Peterson, my mother, and she really raised me until her death in 1883, where she is buried next to my dad, who died in 1966. And since you and John will be choosing a name for your new baby girl, I just wanted to mention Frances, especially since Lillian Wyman.
Yeah.
Now, Lillian was the nurse attending my birth, said the first time she met you, my daughter, in July 1996, that you looked so much like my mother, Frances. The enclosed picture print of Frances Bretsky Nelson is the only one I have, and I wanted you to have it. That's a... I'm also enclosing several pictures of my dad as a young man, about 1910, and as a man about 1920. Finally, I'm enclosing a copy of Lillian Wyman's letter of August 30th, 1996. When we came out, we spent time with Lillian because she was then in her 90s. All of this to share with you the little bit I know about Frances Bretsky Nelson. So glad that you and Leo, the son that they adopted, were here today, February 14th, this is in Chapel Hill. And I'm sure that you and John will have another wonderful trip and find another wonderful baby girl. Now, this is a letter that I wrote to Lillian on August 2nd, 1996. Dear Lillian, it was absolutely marvelous to be with you, as it always is, and I was particularly thrilled that Curtis Ann, our daughter, was with me so that she could meet and visit with and feel the wonderfulness and warmth of the lady who was with me when I was born.
Yeah.
You are so remarkable, and I have always been such a life force, and you have always been such a life force for so many, and I want you to know how much we love you, and how important you have always been and always will be in my life. Just as I was leaving the Winnemers on Sunday morning, I understand that you tried to call with respect to Too Strong for Fantasy. That's something that was important. You will be pleased to know that I have read Marcia Davenport's book, and the title, as you know, is absolutely accurate. Thanks again for being, as you always are, wonderful. Don't ever change. And then she wrote me a note that I'll share with you. Dear Phil, I thank you for your letter and the pictures of your happy family. It was a joy to meet Curtis Ann. I hope my comments about Frances, your mom, your dad's mom, were not too depressing. I tried to keep it light. And with me, contact, which we had during the times that we were together. No, I'm too old to change. I've been watching the generations, and I wish I could find out more about people who really want to help others. I hope that the best that you represent will continue to help other people, and we send love and joy from our house to yours.